You're listening to Robert Martinez, the apartment rock star. Robert is a national award-winning real estate brand influencer and entrepreneur whose company, Rockstar Capital Management, was recognized as the 15th fastest growing company in Houston by the Houston Business Journal. In addition to his 11 100% refinance cash out events, his company has earned 15 city, state, and national apartment association awards.
Hi, I'm Robert Martinez, and welcome to another episode of the Apartment Rockstar Podcast. This is a big one. We're going to recap our fourth annual Rockstar Killers Walk for a Cure, and to help me do that is Tracy Tyler. Tracy, how are you?
Hey, good.
When's the last time you were on the podcast with me?
It's been a while.
It's been a little while. We've had so many guests and different things going on.
Yes.
Wow. So this is our fourth one, Tracy.
This is our fourth.
So you joined us last year in your third one.
I did.
But yes. You're actually the head of marketing. You're not like in promotion and in charitable work, right? Did you ever think you'd be involved in something like this?
I did not, but I love it. It pulls on my heartstrings.
Oh,
so I've been
that's
excited
awesome.
To do it. Yes.
That's awesome. That's
yes.
awesome. So before we give some of the numbers and some of the success stories of this year, tell us how it's changed from last year.
Okay, so last year in 2018, we started doing Facebook ads to promote it. You had already started it with Melissa in mm-hmm. 2016. Mm-hmm. So since 2016, I can tell you we've raised a total of $75,000.
Wow.
So now I want to kind of go back and tell you how that journey has
sure.
evolved. So in 2016, you raised $10,000, donated to Susan G. Komen. 2017, $10,000, Susan G. Komen. We believe you had an estimated around 200 people attend both of those years. And then in last year, in 2018, we started learning about advertising on social media. So we had Brian do some Facebook ads for the walk, really about 3 months prior to the walk leading up to it, to gain some traction and awareness online with the community, not just passing out flyers at local businesses. And in doing that, we had thousands of people become interested in the walk, and then we ended up having about 300 attend last year. And then last year we raised $25,000, 15 of which we donated to Susan G.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you started the Nympha Martinez Butterfly Fund.
Yes, yes, I love
it. That we all really, really love, because we have been able to help three people so far, three recipients help pay their finances from breast cancer treatment. And then also we started sponsoring mammograms last year. We sponsored 18 mammograms from a bus, on a bus, and then prior to the walk. So this year we did a little different that Ashley's going to talk more about next, but we ended up sponsoring a total of 30 mammograms.
That's incredible.
Yes, and the company that we partner with, Solace, ended up doing 10 as well. And we gave them vouchers so they can do it at their leisure anytime they need all across Houston. So we really like that. And our goal is to just keep raising that amount every single year and bring more awareness. This year, we raised a total of $30,000 to
That's
the Nympha Martinez Butterfly Fund.
That's
yes.
incredible. That's
yes.
incredible. I mean, you're right. I mean, it just, it pulls on your heart to think about how, you know, when my mom got breast cancer back in 2015 and we didn't know what it meant and she got her treatment, we were just so unaware of everything, you know, to think that 4 years later, you know, we'd be having our fourth annual breast cancer walk, and of all the money that we raised and all the awareness that we brought and the people that we've helped, you know, it's just that little negative moment in life, right? Because it was just a moment in time,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you can use that to catapult into new things,
to
help others mm-hmm. and just, you know, make it a better world. You know, I'm really looking forward to talking to Ash. I'm looking forward to talking to Miss Peggy and see how she was personally affected by breast cancer, and how through Rockstar Cares and the Nympha Martinez Butterfly Fund, how we're able to help her with financial assistance. So it's been great. But I mean, I know you've taken on like the lead role in this, right? Tell us about all that you had to do. I mean, I know you talk about social media, but there's so much more.
Yeah, I mean, you'll meet Ashley and Brian, our whole marketing team, and then the whole operational team too. We all just come together. Last year we ended up having meetings every month, and this year we just kind of already had that set up down with what we needed to have at the event itself. And then the main thing is getting those sponsorships. So I would like to go give a shout out to our sponsors too in a minute. But we just have our team just dedicated to doing different parts, organizing the walk, and just really we started almost a year in advance, and so we're getting excited to plan for next year already. It's 2020, so we have to go big next year.
Yeah, it's our fifth one.
It's
gonna be big. It's gonna be bigger. I think we're hoping to have some celebrities
yes.
next year to help us
yeah.
promote it, which might yeah. make it even bigger.
Stay tuned.
We can't we can't talk about all the stuff coming on next mm-hmm. year, but we've got somebody that I think will be able to help us with that and certainly help raise the awareness. You know, before we get into a little more of our sponsors, I want to talk. How has social media helped you promote the walk and raise the awareness.
It's huge. And, you know, last year we started the first Facebook ads, as I was mentioning, and we had over 1,000 interested. And then we ended up having over 300 marked going after the event. And I can't remember how many shares we had. I'll pull that information up. But we had a lot of people sharing it. And then what I think happened this year, because we actually spent less on Facebook ads this year, we actually spent almost 1,500 less than last year, but we had more people sharing and we had thousands of people interested. We kept talking to Melissa, like, we may need to order more shirts. What are we going to do? You know, we kept like getting closer to the date. Holy cow, there's 3,000 people interested in going to this event. And so I think when you are seen on Facebook and your event has that history and people remember seeing it on Facebook last year, but maybe didn't go, and then they see it again this year, they want to go. And then it's retargeting people as well in the community, and then friends of their friends when they've shared it or commented on the event. So we spent less and we got more people to come. So it's definitely showing that social media, as you always say, is working, and it's how you reach the community around you. That's where everybody is on their phones. So the more people we can reach, that's what we're doing this for. We're bringing awareness to the community to go get checked, to go get screened. We're partnering with Solace to help do that with vouchers. And it's just very, very important to check, do self-exams in the shower every time you take a shower. Get your routine mammogram every single year. That's our goal. That's your goal when you started this, because you had no idea when your mom was diagnosed about it. So get checked, get checked, get checked.
Awesome, awesome. Now I want to spend a few minutes and talk about our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be able to raise half of what we were able to do. I know we do a big personal commitment ourselves, but you know, the more help we have, the bigger and better the walk can be. Talk a little bit about our sponsors.
So I would like to just kind of list down and say a big thank you to our sponsors. This is our really awesome shirt this year. Fight for it. Walk for the cure. Rockstar Cares. And actually, we have these on sale for $10. We have some extras at Deerbrook Garden and Humble. So if you're interested to see if your size is there, you can email walkforthecure@rockstar-capital.com or just call Deerbrook Garden and Humble and just go by with cash, and we will give you a really cool shirt. We have all sizes. On the back here, we've got our sponsors listed. So I want to go ahead and take a moment to highlight our humanitarian sponsors, which they donated 1,500 or more. Ryan Harrison, he is an investor with Rockstar Capital.
This is the second year in a row he's done it, right?
Second year in a row, totaling $6,000.
Yeah, he's a pilot for United Airlines. He's based out of here, but I believe he spends a large part of his time in Guam.
Yes.
Has a little girl. And she was here with us last year. She wasn't able to make it this year because of school. But he's been a huge, huge proponent for that. So, Ryan, thank you very much. We really, really appreciate your support and your nonstop commitment to our walk. Thank you very much.
Yes. He flew here from Guam.
I know.
Yes.
That's far.
We've got, of course, Solace, who donated the 10 mammograms. We've got Caps and Bold, who helped us do these shirts and all of the banners and signage that you see at the event. We've got Arbor Carpet, Christine Diamond, Wharton
Insurance. One of our investors as well. Yes. Wharton Insurance is our longtime insurance broker.
Maintenance Supply Headquarters.
Yes, Izzy Garza and Maintenance Supply.
O'Connor Tax Reduction Experts.
Yep. Roger Hibbs.
Coverall Pests.
Darren. Mr. Darren.
Space City Towing.
Yes.
Arbor Terrace, which is Ashley's mom. Retirement Community. Better NOI. And J&M Construction.
Yes, Melissa and Jose.
And then, of course, yourself. And Sam Morris. And then we also have Miss D. Haven. She lives at Deerbrook Gardens.
Yes.
And she has helped every year as well.
Miss D is a very special, special resident of ours. We've known her since we took over Deerbrook Garden back in, I think it was 2013. Mm-hmm. And she's always gone above and beyond to help anything we've ever done. I know she takes a special interest in, you know, passing out little holiday cards and gift cards to our staff. And, you know, for this, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. She's been a longtime supporter of Rockstar. So thank you, Ms. D. We really appreciate it.
Yes, she has. And then we've got in memory of Miss Deborah Burbel, who lived at Meadowbrook here. Who passed away, who was our first recipient that we helped last year.
Yes.
So again, this is all about bringing awareness, raising awareness, and to try to help people go get checked. If you don't have insurance, that go get checked. We have the vouchers. We have Solace. You could just walk in. It's just $99. And then we will keep raising the amount of sponsorships that we do for mammograms.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Tracy, for joining me. It's been amazing to talk about all the success that we had within the Breast Cancer Walk. I'm glad that we're able to use a lot of our business practices and bring it into the walk, which made it more functional, made it more efficient. I mean, that turnout, I saw that picture you sent to the company where you had last year's picture, you know, compared to this year's picture. And I didn't think last year's picture was small. Yeah. Oh my God, it looked it was dwarfed by this year's attendance in front of a city hall there. So thank you to the city of Humble and city officials for allowing us to continue to do this support and sponsor our breast cancer walk and all of our volunteers. I mean, we couldn't do without you. And it's a big process. And, you know, as it gets larger and larger and larger, you know, we need more and more help. So if you want to contribute and you want to help with sponsorships, you want to volunteer, please let us know. We're more than happy to help to show you how you can help us, and we can make next year's walk, our fifth annual walk, the biggest and the best. So thank you very much. I can't wait to meet the rest of the team. Ashley, we're going to meet Miss Peggy, our recipient of this year's Nathan Martinez Butterfly Fund. Yes. All right. Well, you often hear the expression, it takes a village. That is certainly true when you're running a breast cancer walk. This was the biggest breast cancer walk we've ever done. We raised a tremendous amount of money, but we couldn't have done it without the team working on it. Today, we have Ashley Califf. It's so great to see you here. Man, when did you start with us?
March, but officially April.
And was it in your job description, breast cancer walk organization?
No, it was not. And I was totally, this is my first time planning anything or being a part of planning anything. Yes. And it was awesome.
You know, I love our company because nobody ever does what they were hired to do.
Oh,
everybody,
no.
Everybody's brought in to do something. And next thing you know, their position morphs and evolves. You know, what were you brought in to do, Ashley?
Social media.
I knew
that I would obviously grow in the company eventually. Mm-hmm. But at first it was social media and then projects, helping with projects here and now. And now I do a lot more than that.
And now
I
you're helping
it.
Me with my personal Apartment Rockstar brand. I like it. I get to know you a little bit more. You're very quick. I like it.
Yeah.
you're very honest. So I can. It's easy for me to see how Tracy depends on you so much with that, and how she gave you such some important tasks. So what were your tasks during the breast cancer walk?
So at first it was kind of just Tracy would, you know, let me know if there was something she needed help for me to, you know, find out anything about. Eventually it turned into me kind of leading most of the stuff because, you know, like I could do it. I had the time to do it. So at first it was me trying to find somebody to do mammogram vouchers. So that way we could, you know, pay ahead and they could get their mammogram sponsored by us without, you know, any issues. Mm-hmm. So we at first looked for a bus, and all of the buses were booked up.
Right, because we had a bus last year, right?
Yes.
And I know you worked on this early. I mean, you went looking for it much earlier than last year.
Pretty much like a couple months after I started doing, you know, projects here and there to get ready for this. And that was the very first thing I started. And they said they book up at the beginning of every year, especially for October, because, you know,
that's the big month.
Yeah. So, but come to find out, once I finally found Solace and I was talking to Shanna, she's our rep for them, she told me that actually the buses, you know, it's great if you can do it, but they don't come, their results aren't accurate because it's a bus. So they're like driving around with stuff and it's not as accurate as actually going into a place that's, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
So I actually learned a lot from her. And they've been great, and they want to continue to partner with us. And this year they sponsored 10 mammograms, and then we sponsored
the other 10.
The other 20,
yeah. Excuse me.
We did a total of 30 mammograms this year.
So when that means that we sponsored, what did we hand out to everybody?
So they created these vouchers that had all the information about how to set up your appointment, and then on the back it had all of the offices in the Houston area. And they came out to our walk, and they were there. And we had different contests to see who would get a mammogram. And basically, we just filled their information out on there. And then they had the mammogram voucher, and they could go to any of the Solace locations in the Houston area.
I think that flexibility is everything. Time is everything.
Yes.
I think it's nice to have a bus there. You know, it's certainly great for marketing and branding.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you
know, not everybody's comfortable walking into a bus at that moment. I mean, I think there takes a mindset. to realize I'm ready to face this. Yeah. And it doesn't just happen on the day when you show up because there's a bus there.
Yeah.
You know, like you always see like the mobile blood drives, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you want to, but maybe today's not the day I want to.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get to your mindset. Mm-hmm. And so I love the flexibility of the voucher. It allows people to do it on their own time,
yeah.
In their own privacy. Mm-hmm. Now when everybody's watching, hey, how did you do?
Yeah.
How did it go? Are you negative or are you positive? Like,
yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about that, right? Especially if you've got like a positive result. You don't, you don't want... You need to process it. You need to deal with it, you know? And so what was the feedback like from the people that you worked with?
Oh, it was great. I mean, people were so, so grateful for, you know, us sponsoring their mammograms. A lot of them had never had one. And Solis was even able to, even for the people who didn't win the mammogram vouchers, they were able to book appointments for other women at the walk. So them being at the walk was a tremendous amount of help, you know, and raised awareness to get your mammogram done.
So, one of the things we do at the walk too is that we also try to help families with financial assistance, right? And we obviously try to focus with our families first, right?
Yes.
If not our team, then certainly the residents. But this year we didn't have anybody that stepped up, right? So what happened?
So I had been in contact with Miss Peggy through Facebook. She had reached out with some questions about the walk, and she had told me that she was just diagnosed this year with breast cancer and that she had never been to a walk before and this would be her first year, but that she was super excited. And so during check-in, I recognized her from her profile picture. So I introduced myself and I told her that we were so glad to have her. And she had told me that she started radiation and that she was having trouble because she wasn't able to work anymore. So... you know, at the time I was just taking in the information and I was, you know, talking to her. And but then later on, once I realized that we could help, I know we have the fund in your mother's name. So Tracy had, you know, asked if there was anyone that we could help that I knew of. And she was the first person that came to mind because she was super sweet, supportive of us. And she said that this is her first breast cancer walk, but she can't wait to come next year. And she's, you know, sharing all of our stuff on social media. She's just, she's a great lady. So I knew that too. I personally wanted to help. So then, you know, we were able to help and we were able to cover $2,000 so far.
Wow.
So, and that's just the bills that she sent us so far. So she'll keep sending us bills. And
do we have a limit on that, or do we have a certain number that we're the scholarship is worth?
I think, I don't know of a limit yet. It's kind of just she'll send us what she has and then we can get it approved or not.
How much did we raise?
We raised $30,000.
Wow. So we have a lot of room to help people.
Yes.
That's fantastic. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all your help. I think, I remember meeting Miss Peggy at the walk and she left an impression.
Oh yeah, you know, she did.
There was something about her that I remember. And so it's going to be great to get to visit with her in a few moments.
Yeah.
But thank you for everything. I know you're having a lot of fun. I can see it.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. You never know where you're going to be a year from now.
Oh, yeah.
but you know, look, we're in a studio.
yeah. I never thought I'd be doing this. So.
We're a property management company. We got a studio here. We're recording and document everything. So it's a lot of fun. It's a fantastic journey, but the journey is made by the people you're on the journey with. So thank you for joining us on this journey. I think it's amazing. I can't wait to meet Miss Peggy in a few minutes. All right. Let's get to Miss Peggy.
Okay.
All right. And to end this special episode of the Apartment Rockstar podcast, we are joined by a very special guest. Miss Peggy is our third recipient of the Nefa Martinez Butterfly Fund. Welcome to Rockstar Studios, Miss Peggy.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
It's cold though inside, isn't it?
Not really.
No, you're good.
Where are you from?
You're not from here.
Yes, I am.
You are, and it's not cold for you.
No, it's not.
Man, I was freezing. I'm freezing. Welcome. Thank you for joining
us
here.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your story. How did you find us?
On Facebook.
Okay.
I was scrolling on Facebook.
So social media works, right?
It does.
We know. Social media works.
It works. I was scrolling on Facebook and I saw the walk. And I was like, this is something that I would be interested in. So I started sending out the invites to a lot of my friends. So a lot of them accepted. So that's how I came to about doing the walk.
And have you done walks before?
No, this is
really
my first time.
Wow, we're so honored that you did that with us.
And I'm grateful. It was my first time.
All right. So tell us how breast cancer has affected you.
It has affected me tremendously. My body has went through a lot. I was told that, you know, your body never be the same once you go through cancer. Because I've had like 16 sessions of chemo. Right now I'm doing radiation. So I'll have my last radiation treatment on November the 22nd.
Mm.
So.
Well, congrats. That's awesome.
Thank
Very
you.
Excited for you.
Thank you.
Very excited. So how have you dealt with your family, though? I mean, I'm not sure of your family situation. I'm sure they've been very supportive for you.
Oh, my support team has been great.
Yeah.
Great. I have a lot of support. My nieces, my sisters, my daughter, my son, just friends, everybody.
Yeah.
They've been a great support.
So as you know, my mother went through breast cancer back, and that's why we have the fun today.
Yes.
And I remember when she was done with it, you know, she had this empowerment with her that she beat this. And so, you know, she could do anything.
Right.
You know, it was a sad situation because my father then got brain cancer right after she was done. So it zapped some of that enthusiasm. But, you know, I think it's what helped her get through it all.
Yeah.
You know, and now I think she's very strong. She has her moments, you know, where I think she gets a little sad, right?
Yeah.
And I think the breast cancer and all this has occurred. And, you know, my brother now works here, you know, in Houston with me. And so he's, you know, a little bit of loss of family there. But overall, I think she's doing really well. You know, she continues to get her checkups all the time.
Right.
I bet you got to be excited for that last round.
I am. I got my support team. We're all set and ready. We got T-shirts made. Well, we can go when I ring the bell.
Yeah.
Where
are you receiving treatment at?
MD Anderson.
Oh, wonderful. Congrats.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's the best place to go.
It is.
That's the best place. I mean, people from all over the world come to Houston just because of MD Anderson.
Right.
That's awesome. I bet you're excited to.
I am. My team there, they're great. They're
wonderful.
Really great. Yeah.
So you're the recipient of our Butterfly Fund, which means we're trying to help you with financial assistance, right?
Right.
So, I mean, the bills get crazy, don't they?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Bills like crazy. But Rockstar reached out to me, and I'm grateful for them. They offered to pay my bills.
Wonderful.
And everything. So that's a great help.
You know, it's amazing, right? Because it's just, when my mom got the breast cancer, we didn't know what it meant and what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I never could have imagined that a few years later, We're here sitting with you, and because of that terrible event, I remember when I got the phone call, I couldn't have imagined, you know, a few years later to be able to be in a position where, you know, our efforts, you know, our fund, our breast cancer walk is going to be able to help other people.
Right.
You know, she had really good insurance, and that helped a lot.
Right.
I was able to help them as well, you know, but not everybody's so fortunate, you know, and I know, you know, it's so hard to just go through everyday life as it is.
Right.
And then when you get something unplanned like breast cancer, and you want to get the treatment for it, it can get expensive.
Exactly.
You know, and there's so many women that I think are afraid of finding out what's really going on, that they sit on it.
Right.
And they walk past the treatment stage of the illness, and then when they finally get, okay, I got to do something, I'm not feeling right, it almost gets too late. So how did you determine when it was your time to go, you know, get checked?
It's funny because like 6 months prior to that, I had a mammogram, and the mammogram was great. Everything was negative.
Wow.
So that was like July. January, I always do self-examination.
Yes.
So I was in the shower doing a self-examination, and I felt a lump.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this don't feel right.
Yeah.
So I called my doctor immediately. She got me in that same week. And we did mammogram, x-rays and all that. And like, it's breast cancer. That invasive ductal breast cancer, whatever.
Wow.
I'm like, okay.
What stage was that?
Well, when she told me, she said stage 3.
Okay.
So when I went to MD Anderson, they were like stage 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm confused. Is it 1 or is it 3? Because I had like 3 different mammograms, and they was, you know, just doing them over and over to make sure. So finally, she said it was stage 1. So then they immediately started the chemo. So that's how I found it, doing the self-examination.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, you went to the best place for treatment, though.
Right.
How has it changed your perception of life now? I mean, how have you looked at that? When you go through something like that where we all face our mortality, right? Because you find something, we all think we're going to live to be however 80, 90 years old, and we're going to see our great-grandkids, and all of a sudden something like this occurs, right? It challenges that.
Exactly.
You know, and you worry about that stuff. How have you dealt with some of that?
It made me realize that tomorrow is not promised. You have to love everybody, you know, today, just like today is the last day.
Maybe forgive too, right?
Right. And you just never know. Because like I said, it doesn't run in our family.
Oh, wow.
And they were surprised. You know, they was like, I don't know, because they was like, you're a triple negative, and that's odd. And they was like, I did the genetics test, and it was like, they didn't understand.
My.
So I'm like,
My.
I never questioned God.
No. How long ago was it when you were diagnosed?
February 4th.
Of this year?
This year.
Oh, wow.
February 4th.
So you got treatment quick. You jumped on it.
They started treatment like March, the end of March, when they started the treatment.
Man, so what kind of advice would you give to other women who maybe aren't getting their examinations right now, who aren't doing the self-test, who aren't being proactive in that?
My advice, do your self-checks. Go every year, get your mammogram. Because I know a lot of women that are scared because of the results that they might get. It's better to know than not to know.
Right.
Because my doctor was saying, you know, it's good that I was doing the self-examination, because if I would have waited another year when it was time for me to do the mammogram, it could have been way worse. So it's very important. Do self-examinations and get your mammograms every year.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we're trying to do is to bring awareness to it.
Right.
That so many women, I think it's like 1 in 7 women, you know, are going to get it in their lifetime, you know?
Right.
And so if we're going to get it, then let's find out early.
Right.
Let's go through the regular treatments, right? Because we have a lot to live for. We have children.
Right.
You know, we have friends. We have family. We have goals and things that we want to hit ourselves, you know?
Exactly.
And then we get so busy with life that we don't, you know, remember to take care of ourselves.
Right.
We take care of everybody else.
Right.
You know, I know I'm really guilty of that. I've got a couple little things here and there, and I'm really slow to respond to that, you know? And I remember watching my dad, you know, when I was a young man, and you know, he was starting to lose his vision, and he wouldn't go get his eyes checked, mm-hmm. or he had high blood pressure, and he wouldn't go get his medication. And it's just like, you know, we just prolong something,
right.
you know, when the help is there, it's just right there,
it's
you know?
Right there.
And especially with breast cancer, if you can get it early, it's so treatable.
Yeah. There are signs. I had signs, but I didn't know.
Oh.
So there were plenty of signs, but I didn't know the signs. So if you don't know, you don't go.
Mm.
So it was like I was losing weight. I had a sore on my toe that would never heal.
Mm.
That was a sign. I didn't know. Then my breasts were sore,
mm-hmm.
just sore to touch. That was a sign, but I didn't know. So if you don't know, you don't go. So those are signs.
I like that. You don't know, you don't go. That's a good, we need to borrow that one. I like that. That's a good
you
one.
You can have it.
So have you made a lot of friends there at MD Anderson with fellow patients, or have you had a chance to be able to talk to other people that are going through breast cancer or other breast cancer survivors?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't been going to the groups.
Or any support
they have
groups.
Yeah, I never go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I know my mom is in a couple of the groups, and she keeps contact with them. And mm-hmm. I know it's nice to have that person next to you that you're going to see every Tuesday, every Wednesday, you know, and stuff. You know, my parents would make a big deal out of it because my parents are from South Texas. And so, mm-hmm. you know, she would get her treatment here,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't have to go get her follow-ups and all that, but she does it on purpose because she wants to come up and just kind of hang with everybody and go get some Mexican food or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, and so, and I think she visits some other people that she, you know, made friends with. And so I think there's some benefits that come with it, you know, as a result of, you know, you can make a lemonade, you know, whenever life gives you some lemons, right? So I think it's great. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on our show. Thank you so much. We're so honored and blessed to be able to help you. And know that we're going to play a part in your recovery.
Well, thank you.
And so thank you so much for allowing us for that opportunity. And please spread the word for us. You know, we're trying to grow that walk as much as we can. You know, we've made some really good networking and contacts. And I think next year the walk's going to be tremendous.
I think we've
got a certain celebrity that's going to be working with us next year.
Oh, okay.
And who's also gone through cancer in his own right,
oh,
you know.
Wow, okay.
And so I think it's going to blow up next year. But, you know, the more awareness, the better. The more we get that message out, the more funds that we can help and generate for everybody, the more people, you know, we'll be able to help.
Right.
So thank you very much for joining us.
I'll keep sharing on
Please.
Facebook.
Thank you. You know, that brings us to an end of another episode of The Apartment Rockstar. You know, this has been a very heartfelt and touching episode. Breast cancer is a serious, serious thing, but it's so preventable. It's so treatable. If you just didn't get some early detection, you know, and, you know, like Ms. Peggy said, if you don't know, you don't go. You know, you've got to go and make sure that you treat it. If you don't feel right, you know, take action into your own hands. It's your life.
Right.
You know, a lot of people depend on you. They need you to be here. You're somebody's mother or somebody's sister or somebody's cousin or friend. You know, they need you in their life. You know, you're there for a reason. Take care of yourself and make sure that you you're able to hit every one of those goals in your life. So anyway, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Apartment Rockstar podcast. Be sure to follow Robert on Instagram at Apartment Rockstar. You can find more podcasts on our Apartment Rockstar YouTube channel. Mm-hmm.